I want to speak to you tonight. Have you thought about eternity lately? Have you thought about eternity lately? You can be seated. We live very close to two worlds. There's the physical world and then there's the spiritual world. And we understand the physical much more than we do the spiritual. We can see the physical. We can touch it. We see the physical world. But you see, folks, the spiritual world is not seen by the human eye. In the physical world, we can taste and touch and hear and smell and see. And because those five senses are continuously being stimulated by the physical world, we have a greater understanding about that world. We understand that there are laws in the physical world that control our lives. And gravity is a law that we operate by every day. And if you get let go of something, unless it is lighter than air around it, it is going to fall to the ground. What goes up must come down. And in the physical world, we are governed by these laws, and we can prove the laws are true as simple test. If I touch a hot stove, my sensory preceptors tell my hand to pull back because my brain understands that the laws of the physical say fire burns and it hurts to burn. Amen? In the physical, we see beautiful sights that are breathtaking, the majestic snow-capped mountain ranges of the world, the sunsets on the beaches and the sunrises on the lakes and the monumental skyscrapers of the great cities such as New York and Chicago, the Great Wall of China and thousands of miles long. There are monumental times, folks, amen, in our lives when we have felt overwhelmed. Maybe you felt overwhelmed at your graduation, or maybe at a hospital bedside, or maybe at a home for the holidays, or maybe when you held your child for the first time, and maybe you realized you were a grandparent. These are monumental times in our lives, and we respond to the physical. When it is rainy, we feel gloomy. When it is sunny, we feel happy. And when we have to go to work, we feel sad. And when we get up to go to the lake sometimes or different places like that, we are glad. And when it hurts, we don't like it, even if it's good for us. But when it feels good, we like it, even if it's bad for us. We are creatures of the physical, to an extent that we are controlled by the physical world that we are a part of, because we respond to it with our senses. We understand it more because our bodies are made to operate within those boundaries. But folks, I've come here to remind you that there is another world that is just as real as this physical world that we're talking about. You may not see the world right now, but you will. You may not hear it, but I'm telling you, you will. You may not have ever felt it, but you will. Amen? Just as real as the physical world, there is a spiritual world that is busy. It is thriving. It is moving around you every day. But these two worlds are as different as night and day. In Matthew 6:19-20, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. See, Jesus separated these two worlds into two categories. The physical is where things will rust and can be stolen and will fade away. But the spiritual is where things never grow old and they can't be taken away and they never fade. Amen. Jesus was trying to give us a glimpse of the spiritual world by relating to it in things that we understand. He said, whatever you build in this world, He said it's not going to amount to anything because it is going to fade away. He said whatever you build, folks, what you want to invest in the spiritual world will never fade away. It will live on and on and on. Jesus was trying to give us a peek into eternity. And when we even speak the word eternity, our minds think of time. But understand, folks, eternity is not an amount of time, because time does not exist in eternity. Eternity is without beginning and without end. It exists before you got here, and it will go on long after you are gone. It is forever. It is immeasurable. It is an eternity, folks, where the spiritual world exists. It is not regulated by time. Webster's Dictionary says of eternity, endless time after a person dies. So according to Webster, your eternity begins when your physical world ends. Even the world-renowned dictionary of Webster's admits that there is an eternity waiting on every person after this physical life is over. And Webster says that it is immeasurable with amount of time. Time without end. Folks, there is such a thin line or thin wall separating you from your eternity. And when it is all said and done, folks, what have you done to prepare yourself for that world eternity? You don't have to ask twice about the things that we enjoy. Some would say, yeah, I can't wait. I've already set aside days for my vacation this year. I can't wait for the trip or the outing or the getaway. We give our time over to the gym and to the court and to the field and to the game or go to the lake or whatever we look forward to the most, folks. We give ourselves to that. You don't have to ask twice, what are they doing to prepare for retirement? They'll tell you, well, I'm putting away an IRA, or I'm investing in long-term life policy, or I'm playing the stock market, or I'm holding to my bonds. You don't have to ask anyone twice what they're doing in their career. One says, well, I'm getting a good education. I plan on getting my master's. Another might say, well, I'm working my way up the ladder. Or, I'm going to stay until I get a position my boss has promised me. I'm looking for that perfect job. And one day I'll enjoy it pays a lot of money. And I will work day and night to see my family and my children taken care of. And they say, I'm investing my time in things that are going to pay off in the long run. Or I'm trying to buy land. Money is in the real estate. When my kids are all grown up, I'm going to build my dream house. You see, they attend seminars and conferences and classes, and they learn about money markets and land transactions and bettering your business savvy. Their homes are filled with books on salesmanship and fortune. But have you thought about eternity lately? Because much more important than your physical world is your spiritual world. You see, Jesus said, your money is going to melt, your land is going to blow away, and your pleasures will fade. But what about your soul? Have you thought about eternity? You see, my job is to try to get somebody to realize there's more to it than what meets the eye. There's more to it than what you can see. There's more to it than what you can accomplish. There's more to it than what you can build. There's more to it than what you can save and store up. There's more to it than what you can buy. That's the temporal. That's the physical. It's going to all pass away. It's going to all be over one of these days, folks. But have you thought about your eternity? It will not pass away. It is not made up of things that will fade. It is forever and forever. And what have you done to ensure that your eternity is secure? So what if you become a CEO of a corporation? So what? So what if you never have to work again after retirement? So what if you become the top in your field? So what if you play sports in the NFL or NBA or whatever it may be? So what if you graduate from Harvard with honors? So what if you have every convenience there is to offer? Then what? You see, you will have done well in the physical world. But what about eternity? Have you taken time for God? Have you surrendered your life to Him? Have you submitted to His will in your life? I want you to please hear this pastor tonight, folks. Your spiritual condition is far more important than your physical condition. Amen. If you're in this room and you have not prepared yourself for eternity, folks, amen, you can take care of that before you walk out of this building tonight. Hallelujah. We need to take care of that. Amen. We need to trust and believe that God will bless us if we submit ourselves to Him. Let's stand here tonight. Jesus told a parable about eternity. He said in Luke 14:16-24, "Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper, and he bade many. And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. You see, the first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground. I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. Another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So the servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said unto his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways, into the hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. You see, one by one, they gave an excuse for not coming to supper. One bought land. He wanted to go look at it. Another bought some oxen and wanted to go try them out. The last one, he just got married. You see, all physical things that are very important, but not more important than the eternity. Jesus said that they would not be at his table. In other words, they missed their opportunity. Jesus went on to say in Luke 14:26, If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And hate not. That word hate here means simply love less. Jesus Christ, folks, hear me tonight. Jesus must be number one. Plain and simple. Jesus must be number one. When you read in John 3, Nicodemus came to Jesus one night. Nicodemus had a prestigious job. He had a good life. He was respected in the social circles. But he knew that there was more than just the physical world. He knew that. He felt a pull from another world. And Jesus told him how to prepare himself for eternity. Jesus said, You must be born again of the water and the Spirit. talking of water baptism, talking of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Folks, God wants us to be ready. Amen. For that spirit world. Amen. God wants us to be ready for our eternity tonight. Is there anything in your life, amen, that will come between you, amen, and getting yourself to that supper table? Amen. Is there anything else, amen, you they might say here tonight, well, I plan on doing this. These men lost their opportunity. The Lord said they will not taste of my supper. Folks, I ask you to come tonight and make sure your calling and election is sure. Amen. Understand tonight, I must know that I am going to make heaven my home. Come on, this altar's open tonight.